talking with Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And Dan, to start out the conversation, let's talk about some of the latest export numbers. Of course, that data comes from USDA and, you know, is compiled by USMEF. Everything's looking positive on the red meat side for the most part.
Yeah, I think beef is the one that really stands out. We saw growth of we're 18% up year to date. And while June was a large month, a little bit behind the pace of March and April, but still very solid. And I think the exciting thing is broad-based growth across quite a few different markets. You have Mexico, you have Korea, you have China, but you also have Latin America. So we're excited about the broad-based growth.
Well, I think the bigger key or question, if you will, would be, we know what numbers we have, but what does the future look like? How do we keep this momentum with exports growing?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of things. Number one is that demand is solid. I mean, demand globally, I would argue that in a lot of countries, demand is higher than it was pre-COVID. So people are still eating. It's just in different forms. More in retail, more online, and food service is still struggling in a lot of parts of the world. But that's the silver lining. As we get vaccine rates up in some of these Asian countries, the food service will come back, and that's where U.S. beef is the strongest. So I think for that reason, I see the rest of this year into early next year having a lot of promise to continue these trends.
So when we talk about some of those heavy food service countries, like you mentioned, the Asian continent, if you will, countries, has that provided, though, maybe some additional growth in other areas that maybe we typically don't focus as heavily on, but maybe have surprised us?
Yeah, I think exactly right. I mean, you could look at Latin America right now outside of Mexico. Central America is a region that's had, they're up 50-some percent. And I think a lot of that's attributable that they're one of the first ones to come out of the COVID lockdown. And we have tourism coming back. So it's a good example of how markets, when they start to get back to some sort of normal, U.S. beef and pork, for that matter, is well positioned to take advantage of it.
Yes, certainly. As you wrap up our conversation today, Dan, any final thoughts or comments?
Well, I think there's some other emerging regions that are worth watching. One is Africa. You know, Africa's now our second or third, depending on the month, second or third largest destination for beef variety meats. And it has a lot of potential for pork variety meats as well. So this is a continent of a billion plus people and the youngest demographic in the world. So I think there'll be a force to be reckoned with. Maybe not today, but I think 4 or 5 years from now, we're going to be talking a lot more about Africa.